You know, alive.
Oh, it's really hard to talk about.
Yeah, it was not a pleasant experience, and thank God I left 15 minutes before to go get some dinner.
You were on the stage, but, right?
No, well, we worked for the day. I wasn't there during the shooting. I was in Mandalay.
Right. And were you just with, because I know you wanted Michael's like phone number, and I know that you, because you had just seen him, and he was on the stage, and I thought
you would... So Lena, all of Sirius, so J.R. Schumann, Buzz Brainerd and his son, Michael, Zorbe, they were all on stage with Lena. And then I didn't know where Kelly and Dustin were because they didn't have backstage passes, so I was freaking out thinking they were in the crowd. But they had left, too, to get some food. And my friends, we had just sat down, and my friend texted me, there's a shooting. And I was like, oh, it must be, like, a guy, you know?
Right.
And, like, a guy with a gun in the festival. And then all of a sudden our phones started going crazy, and we were like, oh, no, this is, like, real shit. But then because there were so many reports of people being shot and there was people running everywhere and blood everywhere, they came running through Mandalay where we were. And so they told us it was an active shooter situation, so that we were on lockdown. But every time somebody came running, screaming and bleeding, we thought there was a shooter coming at us, so we had to keep, you know, taking cover. And then they finally put us into a theater. Like, we had to run from Mandalay Bay to the Luxor, like security and a couple police officers, because other ones were running around Mandalay trying to secure Mandalay. They pulled us out and were like, run as fast as you can in that direction with your head down and don't turn around for anything. And we were like, okay. So we ran to Luxor, where they put us in a theater. And we sat in that theater until about 6 a.m. because they didn't know how long there would be an active shooter situation.
You and I were texting, and you were saying, tell me if you know anything, because we don't know much. And
yeah.
I'll tell you, West Coast time here, I think I stayed up until 3 in the morning. And at 3 in the morning, they were still saying, 2 dead, 24 injured. And I kept thinking, it's got to be bigger than this. If they have the entire strip closed and the airport closed. And then when I woke up this morning to the news that it was 58, it was just, you know, these are my people
and
who are there.
I just,
you know, it's like
the
you're there and all of our friends are there. And oh, God.
It's going to be in the 60s because I heard just 4 more that are not going to make it. I have a friend that got shot in the chest and had to have surgery because it punched her lung. And the first thing she said out of the surgery was, they were like, oh, your friends are all okay, you're okay. And she's like, my friends are not okay. One of them got shot in the head in front of me. Like, there were bullets flying everywhere. And Lena and I were crying on the phone this morning because she was like, we had to jump off the stage. And you know the stage isn't like, it's 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's not like
right.
a little jump. Like, they jumped off of the stage. Jason Aldean, everybody. Just to get somewhere. And then when they were under the stage, they had to keep moving because the bullets were bouncing from the asphalt into under the stage. And, like, it hit a couple people. I mean, nothing serious, thank goodness. And everybody we work with and somehow artists and crew and radio and records, everybody has been accounted for and is safe.
It's really shocking to look at those.
It's a
mark yourself safe thing and see all of your friends.
Yeah,
are there. And one, that they're all okay, but that, you know, you guys also had to mark yourself safe was just, that just brings it, you know, way too close to home.
Yeah. We still haven't slept. Everybody at the airport got back up and running, so they let us get back into our hotel at about 10 a.m. And we all literally said, go to your room, grab your stuff, and let's get out of here. Like, we don't want to stay. So we didn't get back in until about 10 a.m.
Were you in the theater all night?
We were in the theater for Carrot Top and Fantasy, which is basically softcore porn on stage. And
I'm not going to lie. I made a joke to you last night that it was, you know, adding the insult to injury. This is before anyone knew how bad it was. I just said, oh, my God, you're in with Carrot Top. That's amazing. You know, but nobody
actually said when we got in there, I was like, we're in the Carrot Top Theater. This night wasn't scary enough.
I know. And none of us knew how bad it was. They really kept everyone in the dark, I think, to avoid panic because anyone who was on the Strip, I think anywhere ended up in lockdown.
The problem
everywhere.
Was, yeah, the problem was that because it was, you know, they're saying 22,000 to 30,000 people in that space. And basically what happened was everybody took off running. And so as these people that were running that had been hit or that had been, you know, got blood on them or whatever, as they hit the MGM and they're talking about a shooting, people thought there was a shooting at the MGM. So that's what people would tweet. And then they'd run all the way to, you know, someone got to like Bellagio somehow and they would tweet there was a shooting in Bellagio because these people were running and panicking just to get away from Mandalay Bay.
Right.
So as word went further down the Strip, they just shut down the entire Strip.
Yes.
And you couldn't get in or out.
That's what we kept seeing on the news. They think there's an active shooter at. They think there's an active shooter at. And this went all the way down.
It was just because of the way people, the wave of panic that went down the Strip. I know a couple of people that actually jumped in strangers' cars and, like, they let them get in just so they could drive away and get them out of the area.
I believe it. Because another thing that you and I were texting about is that I was watching TV and I was reading about people throwing people in vans and SUVs to get out of there, injured people. And I was like, oh, I don't like this at all. If there's so many people that
injured
they can't even get the ambulances
in. If you were in a car that was driving down the Strip, like strangers were jumping in your car.
Yeah.
Just to get out of the way. And people did help. And I was in the Luxor lobby this morning because they released us from the theater, but we still didn't really have anywhere to go because my room was at Mandalay Bay.
Right.
So while I was sitting just in the lobby, there was just people that was similar. They couldn't get into Mandalay Bay and they had been at the festival and they had been just this lady I was sitting next to just started weeping. And like, I was like, I can't do anything but hug her, you know? And I was like, are you okay? Are your friends okay? Are your family okay? And she's like, I don't understand. And listening to people talk, they were saying that in the festival, you know, the ones that were closest to the stage were, they couldn't go anywhere. They were stuck. And they had these, they're like mobile suites for sponsors that they have off to the side of the stage, but they're kind of made out of like an aluminum. And people said that they were jumping into these things and like 10 people deep just laying on each other, hoping that they were in some kind of protection, but like they weren't being protected at all. And so people were still getting shot, and they were like, it lasted for 15 minutes. You know, it wasn't like one round of shooting. It was just constant.
Right.
And it's this worst situation you can ever imagine, but it brought out the best in so many people. This lady had her 4-year-old daughter there, and she said that strangers jumped over her daughter to protect her. Like these three guys around her jumped over her daughter to make sure that they'd get shot.
Wow.
And they don't know her, you know? I mean, like, a stranger is giving their life for your child because that's the situation we're in.